This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Kate, are you recommending the same ventilation standards for schools and for offices?
Safe indoor air is really important in both schools and offices.
Mm.
But obviously in a school-based environment, we have more people, so more children per se per square metre. So it's higher occupancy in schools than we would expect in offices. So we actually need to do a little bit more in our schools to help create safe indoor air. But we're recommending the same standards. So we recommend a really simple way to test air quality to make sure that it's a low risk of COVID transmission. And that particular way is using carbon dioxide monitors. And the standards that we're recommending are the same in schools as they are in an office-based environment.
And how does someone do that testing, Kate? I'm imagining loads of people out there, whether they're running an office or they're running a school, have never done this sort of testing before.
You can get a carbon dioxide or CO2 monitor relatively cheaply. You only probably need one, to be honest, to do a whole bunch of different rooms. And when the rooms are occupied, so when there's people in that space, you can put that CO2 monitor in there and actually read the numbers off the screen.
Mm-hmm.
It's measuring carbon dioxide concentrations in the air, and that's important because we exhale, we breathe out carbon dioxide.
Yes.
So the more you've got in that space, you know, the more it's building up. And
right.
We also know that that is a great surrogate for infectious aerosols. So if somebody is in that space and has COVID, they'll be breathing out infectious aerosols. So that's why we're looking at carbon dioxide in space. If it's above 800 parts per million, so if the screen reads over 800, that's the point that we go, you're going to need to do a bit more to bring in some fresh air and get the contaminated air out. So opening windows is really good, but it doesn't always prevent the buildup of contaminated air effectively. So one of the great ways of trying to reduce contaminated aerosols is using portable HEPA filters.
What exactly are those, Kate? They've been getting talked about a lot in the media lately. What are they?
They're essentially an air purifier with a really special filter in it. And those filters have been proven to effectively remove microscopic airborne particles, including respiratory viruses from the air in high occupancy spaces like a classroom or an office. We recommend carbon dioxide monitoring to figure out if you have a problem. And then if you do have a problem, there's some really simple strategies that we've published at AusSage to help businesses and schools know what to do next.
How concerned do you think, let's say, parents and caregivers should be about kids going back into schools in the next couple of weeks?
Well, we know crowded indoor spaces like schools where vaccination rates are low do present high-risk scenarios for the transmission of COVID-19. So it's crucial that we recognise the risk of airborne transmission in these environments, and we adopt a layered strategy to make schools safe, and that includes focusing on ventilation and safe indoor air. It includes things like looking at occupancy for how many people are in that space, and of course masks as well as an additional strategy. So we need all these things to reduce the risk of an outbreak within a school or even indeed an office environment.
And what age levels do you and AusSage recommend masks to be worn, as in from kids from preschool right through?
So we do recommend that masks are used within the primary school and high school environment, absolutely. Mm. And masks help prevent you or a person wearing it from transmitting the virus if they were positive, and it also helps protect the person from other people within that space. So they're a crucial layer because we need lots of layers to create safe environments, but they work in conjunction with ventilation. So there's schools right across the state right now doing their best to increase ventilation into their classrooms and making sure that windows open. That's really great, but also modifying their ventilation systems to get more fresh air in, you know, bringing fans in, all of those good things to make sure that we've got really good air quality to help prevent transmission scenarios in schools.
You mentioned that AusSage already has released policies, guidelines around what you're recommending along the lines of what you've been talking about with us. But are you suggesting then that employees and parents, caregivers kind of go to AusSage, get that information, and then go to their bosses or their school or government departments and kind of lobby them for some change?
Yeah, absolutely. So AusSage has published some really simple, straightforward advice. So there's one on protecting children from COVID-19 and making schools and childcare safer. And there's another one on creating safe workplaces during the COVID-19 pandemic. And they're all available from our website. And they'll step you through the nature of the risk posed in these environments and some really simple strategies that are evidence-based and we've drawn from our international experience and the expertise of our multidisciplinary teams to create the best advice that we know will keep our schools and our children and those that need to get back to work desperately. We all want to go back to work and keep everyone safe.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.